Now, for today's grammar point, you're actually going to have to stop by JapanesePod101.com and listen to the bonus track, because today's grammar point actually appears in the bonus track from the guy's way of thinking.
Ah, そうだ.
Or the guy's way of speaking, not the way of thinking. Now, today's grammar point is
こそ,
which is a particle that emphasizes a word, phrase, or clause. Now, in today's dialogue, at first, Takao is talking about his date, and afterwards he asks Masashi about what's he going to do on his side. Now, by using omae no hou koso, you is emphasized as opposed to me, and he can express that aside from his own story, he wants to know about you. Now that I'm done reading that, let's give you a more informal explanation of what this all meant. We're going to take a look at a line from the guy's conversation. Onegai shimasu.
Omae no hou koso, dou datta nda yo?
What's going on with you? So, omae is a very, very informal way to refer to you. You could be referring to a guy or a girl, but it's mainly used by guys.
Yes.
Guy's word, but it can refer to a male or a female. That's followed by?
No ho.
Now, no is the possessive particle, and then ho is direction. So, I guess here he's using omae no ho, not just you, but things going on your side. So, you and your life. And then we have?
Koso.
So, this emphasizes omae no ho, like you and things going on your side. This is followed by?
Dou datta nda yo?
How are things or how were things? Like, what happened?
このこそですが、はじめまして、どうぞよろしくお願いしますって言われたときに、こちらこそよろしくお願いしますのこそと同じですよね。
または、こちらの方こそ。とも言えますよね。
聞いたことないです。I've never heard that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is kind of more polite than、うん、こちらこそ。
ちょっと練習しましょうか。はじめまして。よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
Or?
こちらの方こそよろしくお願いいたします。
And also, as it's more polite, you changed します to いたします。Of course, the humble form of します。So, can we have a few more examples with こそ?
謝ってよ。
そっちこそ謝れよ。
Apologize. You should apologize. ちょっと強いね。兄弟とか、like family or fighting family or good friends.